Audio Mo, Boscastle, Cornwall. We've just been to the Witchcraft Museum, a strange old building full of narrow staircases and narrow passageways. Full of curiosities, echoes of the past that talk to us of the region's strange link to the occult. Here we see a cup, here a chalice, here a knife, here a wand, here a cauldron, a bowl, an athame, a staff. Here a cauldron. Here a jar full of dark liquid with something strange suspended in it. Here a skull, a horn, a relic. It is a strange, eerie place. A place filled with a forlorn, heavy atmosphere. Each case containing something odd, different, other. Sometimes there is sadness. Sometimes there is despair. In some cases, the glass tells us a story, a life, a tale. The story of a man or of a woman or of an animal. Here a stuffed cat, here a stuffed rat, here a waxwork depicting a ritual, echoes of the past brought back to the present, eerie, peculiar, twisted, strange, odd. Sometimes we feel like our heart is being touched and squeezed. Sometimes we can even feel tears prickling the corners of our eyes as we stare into the long dead face of an ancestor. Someone who lived, someone who dabbled, someone who touched magic with their soul. Everywhere, in every corner, in every case, from the tiniest fragment to the largest exhibit, there is a heavy, grey, strange magic, sorrow, fatigue, a wasted age. But soon we leave the museum. We leave the glass cases, the strange jars with their inhabitants suspended between here and there. We leave the daggers, the fragments of people's lives, and we are out in the open air. We have a cream tea. Fat fluffy scones filled with thick clotted cream and strawberry jam. Then we walk towards the sea, towards the Atlantic Ocean. The beach is a thing of dark rock and seaweed. It's a strange day, strange and heavy, the sky glowering, the clouds the colour of old bruises. Gold, purple, blue, and then something happens. Darkness comes suddenly, completely. The sun disappears. The clouds roll in, huge, dark, mountainous clouds, black clouds, angry clouds, devouring clouds. And the sea rages, a tumultuous, crushing, heavy fury, and everything becomes white. The air is white, the rocks are white with mist. The cluster of pastel-coloured cottages that clung to the cliffs are gone, devoured by darkness and mist. The sea is a thing of glorious ferocity. Huge waves leap into the air and crash, dying on the rocks, their breath white, lacy. It is scary, it is terrifying. The wind is howling. No longer do we have a pleasant summer zephyr, we have the storm. Gone are the surfers, gone are the holiday makers, gone are the bird watchers. They are chased away by the power of the sea, and for a moment winter is here. The sky and the sea disappear into one entity, one storm-driven, storm-born monster. The sea huge, the sky huge, grey, dark, blue, red, gold. The storm is here. Summer has gone, and it is winter.